Brother Bill, KZ4M.
Good morning, KZ4M, N4IQ. Been a while since we talked. Hope you're doing okay. I just came out with my cup of coffee, my second cup. I have already done most of my morning chores. Time to sit down.
For the last week, I've been working on one vehicle or another. So I just now dropped KN4LBO off at work, and I'm on my way back home to change clothes and run to the grocery store. And then I get to come back and work on her vehicle some more.
Well, that sounds like you've already had a busy morning. What are you doing to her car?
Far, it's had a new fuel pump, my new fuel filter, all new plugs, all new plug wires, and I've got a little bit more to do on it.
Doesn't have to. Well, sounds like to me she's got herself a mechanic. That's what it sounds like.
Go that far. She's got herself a monkey that can turn a wrench.
Well, I know she appreciates that. So, what have you been doing? I know you were working a bunch of house projects. Are you still working on those?
Mine only. But I had to set those aside because her vehicle started having problems and my fuel pump went out at the same time. So, three vehicles sitting in the yard and only one running.
You told me you had fuel pump problems?
Because of that. both of them had a lot of mileage on them too, though. So her Blazer's got 173 on it, and my Murano's got 138. So it's about that time to start dollaring us to death.
Well, as long as they're still basically good cars, I mean. Firm believer in keeping cars quite a while as long as you take care of them. That red or burgundy Expedition I got, it's almost got 120,000 on it now. I tell you, I like that car, and whatever goes wrong with it, it's going to get fixed. I'm not buying a new one.
Yeah, I've gotten this little slum, and it's frustrating, but hopefully I'll come out the other side soon.
It's good that you could do that. But I make sure oil's changed at least every 5,000 miles. But on that Expedition, as well as I drive it, it's... If I change it every 5,000 miles, it'd be a year and a half. I try to change at least every year. Whether it needs it or not. Who me? Well, I see on the 27th, Monday 27th, there's going to be a Zoom meeting for the Greer Club. So I've got that all set up. I was on one Zoom conference meeting last week. That went really well. I've used it before, but I guess I'm just now starting to appreciate it. I'd rather see people face-to-face. But I went in one last week. It was very interesting. It was the guy that conducted it was Tom, N1MM. And it's the first time I had an opportunity to talk to him directly. And that was interesting. And there were, I think, about 37 people in it. Maybe only five people in there ever asked him anything. But it was really interesting. It was on using N1MM over wide area networks, you know, instead of just a local network like at your house. You'd be using a VPN, and it was really interesting. I might have an application for that one of these days. N4IQ.
Well, you know, if these yahoos would ever get broadband to my house where I could have some fast and uncapped internet access, I would love it. But right now, I can't really do them because it drains all my bandwidth, and it's not fast enough. So I'm just kind of stuck with hearing about it afterwards. KZ4M.
Satellite internet, I see that advertised a lot. I don't know exactly what the speeds are, but I think it's supposed to be better than like AT&T. I'm trying to remember. You'll probably say it for me, but what is it? DSL, I think. So hopefully, well, maybe you can get something there.
They're not cost effective. They're a lot more expensive. They cap it, and you got a latency.
I never have tried it. I guess it's how bad you want something.
All right. Well, I have destinated back at the house and run in and change shoes so I can be prepared for that hard floor up there. But it was good talking to you. I was planning on calling you sometime this week since I hadn't talked to you in so long, but I don't guess I have to. But I'm glad to hear you guys are doing well. And if you need me for anything, you know, pick up the phone. I'm usually around somewhere. But I'll go ahead and say 73. So I hope you have a great day. Enjoy that cup of Joe. And I will talk to you a little bit later. I'll be clear on your final. Kilo Z4 Mike.
Awesome. And save you a nickel from calling. Have a good day. I think we're going to drive up to Strawberry Hill today to see if we can get there before all the strawberries are taken this morning. Anyway, then we'll go, I think, do some grocery shopping. You take care, 73, N4IQ.
Q and 0TR. Good morning, Bill. A short one here. We're headed to the dump.
Hey, all kinds of good things there.
I hope, but it's not like everything else. Not like Lowe's and Home Depot and packed with people, but most likely it will be, Bill. Well, hope you guys are doing well. And we're not doing much, just staying around home.
Go out and buy some groceries. I do, put it that way. Elaine goes, but she stays in the car. And I go in and I look like a spaceman. It just amazes me how many people walk around, da 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 da. They're using nothing. Masks, gloves, nothing. Just dee dee dee. Oh well. But anyway, been making good use of time here and working out the yard. Got all my mulch spread, and I got a few other things I got to do to get the yard, finish up the yard. So I pretty well got it in halfway decent shape. Probably the earliest this time of the year that I can remember. So I guess all this isn't totally bad. It forces me to do what I should be doing anyway.
This is N0TR. Well, I'm going to turn around, go back home, leave the trash in the back of the truck. They're backed up, clear out to the main road leading to it at 20 minutes after they open. So we'll catch them another day, Bill. Shoot, we don't have that much today. And Bernice has got a little recycle, but it's ridiculous. Yeah, when we have to go, which is very seldom now, I wear latex gloves and a mask. Bernice made us a mask, and the masks are, I have a 2200 filter like you use in your house, and it's inserted in the center of the mask, and it's said to block viruses. So she made a good mask for us, and she got it, and for the kids. And she got to make a few more for the neighbors here. But, what amazes me, Bill, is you walk into a store, and my daughter's commented on this, and there'll be people in there with little bitty kids and no protective gear on whatsoever, and they're running around touching everything.
That just reconfirms my opinion of humanity, I guess. The average person. Lane just came out. I'm on the screen porch. She came out and said, "Oh, I haven't heard Tom in a long time." So she said, "Hi." Yeah, it's amazing. I just can't. Well, I was lucky enough. I have, before all this started, I had 4 N95 masks. And they were just setting up. They're still, were in the plastic. And I had purchased those one time because I have such a problem with dust out here when I mowed. But I never did use them. I had some others, just regular, you know, I'd call them a mask that you can use, but they weren't any super high quality. I still have a bunch of those. I wore the N95 mask. That's why I say I feel like I'm a spaceman. And I've got some latex gloves. I had probably 3/4 of a box. But I bought some food handling gloves. And they're not latex, but they are plastic. And they do provide a barrier for your hands. I mean, as soon as you use them, just take them off, throw them away. So I've got probably 1,000 of those darn things. So they should last a while. But, you know, they're reasonably thick. They're clear and white. But it's the type of thing, if you go into, like, Publix or Walmart someplace, and they're handling food back in the deli and whatnot, it's the sort of thing they would wear. But it works really pretty good.
This is N0TR. Roger. We have always, always bought extra large latex gloves from Harbor Freight. And whenever I go to tend the chickens or handle the eggs or anything, until I wash them, well, I always wear gloves. And Maurice washes the eggs before we put them in the carton. Some say you should, some say you shouldn't, but we do. And so I've got quite a few boxes of those, and they work just fine. I'm going to stop right here, Bernice. I just believe emphatically they're opening it up too soon. Right now the governor's opening things up, and I think you're going to see a spike in it.
Good morning, Elaine.
Hey, Bernice. She would probably say good morning, but she stepped back in the kitchen. She'll be back out here in a little bit. Because her coffee cup's still out here. I don't know. I just, you know, these politicians are always between a hard place. You know, it's a balancing act. All I can say is, I'm glad it's not me having to make decisions. But, I can see where some of these people are really in a dilemma. I mean, no income. It's just, you know, it's either famine or, I don't know. It's just hard. But I've been listening to the news about the oil prices. Of course, all that started with Saudi Arabia and Russia. Now the coronavirus on top of it. Nobody's driving a whole lot. By the way, you talked about the line for your dump. Over here, I've been a couple times in the past couple of weeks. I just take my recyclables. But I went over there, and there's hardly anybody over there. It's just, and matter of fact, so little they have reduced staff. This is over at the Innery location. What surprised me is they stopped doing the forget what would be the right word, but the compression, the compacting the cardboard boxes. When I went over there, all the big trailers that they have for recycling the plastic cardboard were completely full with the cardboard boxes. And when I went inside where they had the compactor and everything, there was nobody there. Big sign has been suspended. So I just threw all that cardboard away. But I don't know why they stopped that, because they did have employees there. N4IQ.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't get that close. The traffic was backed up a block up there at least before you turn in the gate. And then it would be another block. And so you'd be sitting there for probably an hour before you could drop your trash there. And like I said, me and Bernice don't have that much, so I'm not going to worry about it. It's all bagged and everything. But, c'est la vie. shoot, Bill. Well, we've been doing yard work and everything. The pollen's still horrible out here. We've got our tomato plants in, and chickens are doing good. When Bernice made another little garden down behind the house with some vegetables in it, and we've been having fun with that. She's been sowing a complete new cover for to reupholster Amy's divan or sofa. And new pillows over at the lake house. And gosh, it looks beautiful. And that's only about 10 or 15 minutes. So we're going to run over there and take that and try it on. It's a lot harder for her to do that, not having the sofa here, you know, just to take dimensions and then make something that unique. But she's just amazing. That's all I can say about her. And she finished the pillows up last night, so the kids went back home. They stay over there sometimes and sometimes not. Amy's working from home off the computer, and her husband's still going into work, but he wears a mask every day. He works down on Pelham at Usher's machine tool. Amy's had to go in once or twice, but usually she'll go in of an evening, and the last time she went in, there was just one person there. Unfortunately, the vice president of engineering passed away the other day, and she met every day with him and another group online there, and he was really, reading his obituary was quite the man, 59 years old, and it was a heart trouble one. Well, we don't really know, but probably. That was unfortunate. Sounded like a great man. He'd worked for GE for many years. So at least both of them are still working, and that's a plus, Bill.
Blaine's back in here. She said some. What was that last comment?
Oh, I said that at least the kids are both still working, and boy, I noticed this morning on the news, I watched a little bit of it, and then I go over and watch Tales of Wells Fargo, the more important things. But they said that the people with large mortgages and that could, or with mortgages, period, could defer them temporarily. Man, I'm glad I don't have to suffer that at all.
That's what I was talking about earlier. There's some people that are just really in a hard spot, you know, and, you know, not only paying mortgages, but putting food on the table. But Lane told me the other day, she heard somewhere that the average American had, what was it, like 2 weeks of savings or 1 month or something like that. You know, if they didn't get a paycheck, I mean, it'd just be a disaster. So, I don't know. It's just, all I can say is, if you're not in that situation, you have to count your blessings. Yeah, that's too bad about Amy's boss. I was wondering when you're talking about him passing away, what happened, but yeah, you explained that. Well, let's see. Said I'm going on 75 now. I think you're 1 year behind me, maybe. But every day I wake up, especially if, and I feel good. I'm really lucky. I feel most days I just feel really good. And, I just count my blessings. I'm very fortunate. Lane's still here and she's doing well. She's really recovered pretty well from last year. Just count my blessings over.
N4 IQ. Yes, and good morning again to Elaine. Bernice hollered at you a minute ago. But yes, that's wonderful because she had a terrible go around. And we've been fortunate in that respect. The only thing medically, they dropped all procedures and I had a colonoscopy due in April. And now it's been set out till June and I just wonder if they'll start doing procedures by then because they're doing none. And the hospitals are suffering because that's where their cash cow's at. But no elective procedures whatsoever. But the only medical issue I had was last Sunday, I think it was, when the kids come over, Saturday, Bernice made barbecue ribs and the big meal like she usually does when they come over, Bill. And I went down to shoot some targets with the kids and everything started spinning. I'm talking about the forest. And I run forest run back to the house. So luckily I had the lawnmower. And man, I never had that dizziness that bad in probably 30, 40, 50 years. I think I had it one time in my life. Well, I went in the bedroom, hit the bed, and the dressers and everything was spinning round and round. Now, I know I'm kind of dizzy, but holy Toledo, that really stunk. Amy had some meclizine, which was bonning, and I took that, but I was sick for a day and a half, 2 days, and just got over it. Boy, that's a terrible thing. But, you know, if I try to call my regular doctor, you won't get in for a week or two. And they're doing video ones now. But everybody complains about the VA. Well, I only go in there every 6 months and, as a general rule. So I sent an instant message. And, you know, my doctor down there, she called me back within 2 hours and had a long phone call with her and she sent me out some medicine. I think it was Antivert I took years ago for it. But she said the meclizine was good too. But I don't like spinning. I didn't ever like the tubs, they called them out at Lincoln Park back in our hometown. Because I'd get sick. And boy, when things started spinning, I got sick. That's the only health issue we've had lately.
Sound like they responded at VA quickly. So what is it, like an inner ear problem?
Yes, she said, basically, an educated guess was that as you get older, those little things that float around in the inner ear or someplace in there, she was talking about, can calcify and break off, and they'll bump the little hairs or something, and they cause your equilibrium to get loused up. The other problem was the idiot with the ear took a bobby pin the other night, and I reached down in there and scratched my ear. Bernice looked down there with the otoscope, and she said there was a tiny little bit of blood down there near the eardrum. But I didn't hit the eardrum. I was just itching my ear, and then I put some of that sweet oil for ears to soften earwax in there on a Q-tip and rubbed it around a little bit. But that was probably the basis of it. I don't know for sure, but it wasn't the smartest thing in the world.
Yeah. Okay, that explains it. Yeah. You don't put terrapins in years or anything hard like that. That's, of course, that's hindsight. I've got a, I think I got it from my mother. But anyway, I got one of these ear cleaning kits. And I was having problems. I've only had a problem once. But that little kit worked really good. I had a problem, and my mother had a really bad problem, and I inherited that kit from her. Excuse me, but it really works good. It basically, you know, you use warm water, and there's something else that was mixed with it, but it really cleans the ears out really good. But anybody can have that problem, you know, getting, even if you use Q-tips and stuff, you can't get that problem with earwax. And I don't know, when I was younger, I never had a problem, but I do remember one time, I was probably in my 20s, and I think I went in for a sore throat or something, but anyway, the doctor's looking in ears, and he said, you know, Sonny, that's what he called me, he says, if you don't start cleaning your ears, you're not going to be able to hear, you know. And after that, I was so embarrassed, I said, well, I better start using Q-tips or something to clean my ears out. But he thoroughly embarrassed me.
I had mine cleaned out one time, oh, 20, 30, 40 years ago, and they took a syringe and shot water in there and had a little tray beside my ear, and wow. But I've never had, for many, many years, I've never had that problem. I just get dry ears and itch a little bit, and then I scratch it with the bobby pin there a little bit. But there's really no wax to, not a lot, just very little. And I won't be doing that anymore. But that was a habit we learned from our parents, of course, back in the old days. But I always used that sweet oil. And she said, no, I don't use any olive oil like cooking oil. I said, no, I'm not using that. This is a bottle from the pharmacy. But, it's kind of like those, I felt like one of those people like take their kids to the grocery store with them right now, as they say, I can't remember the guy's name, but they walk among us, Bill.
Yeah. I remember my mom when she was here. She started complaining because her hearing aids weren't working. And she says, I adjust them, they just not working anymore. That's when she went and had the doctor did exactly what you're talking about, had the tray and all that, cleaned her ears out, and it looked like Mount Vesuvius, you know, with the wax coming out. It was really bad. She says, oh, I can hear now. She was almost 90 at that time. Queen Elizabeth, was her birthday yesterday or today? I think it was today, but 94 years old, my goodness. She was, I think she's about 4 years younger than my mother. And that's just amazing. She's still going and evidently in pretty good health. I don't think Prince Charles is ever going to make it to the throne.
Full gal, that's for sure. And I'm sure she's got the best doctors looking over her, too. But she has to be, genes help, that's for sure, Bill. Well, I better park my yellow truck. I've been sitting here in the driveway, not idling. But, the gas prices, by the way, you mentioned those. We're in the negative region. They almost are going to have to give it away to get rid of it. I thought they could stop pumping that, but I guess that's not an option. I would like to see, we don't even got a cat going down the driveway. We got to watch him around the chickens. I'd like to see President Trump, I should say Truman, Trump go ahead he started to fill the strategic reserve while it was cheap. I think now's the time to go with that. But I think he's been doing a fine job, and there's always complaints. But when you got brain-dead people like AOC and Pelosi and that up there, what can you expect? 666 just turns my stomach. And holding up aid to these people so they can get their pet projects, like $34 million to the Kennedy Center, which didn't even go to the people there because they were already laid off, and they knew they was going to be laid off, but yet they still held it up, people getting their checks. And I don't know. I think we're eligible, but I haven't looked, so I don't have no idea if it's in there yet or not. It'll be the first of the month, I'm sure. But fortunately, we're making it. But there's a lot of people that really need that badly, and for the Democrats to hold it up is just absolutely treasonous as far as I'm concerned. But not to get into politics, I'm going to sign off, and I know how you think, Bill. It's along the lines like me. You and Elaine stay safe in 73s, and we'll catch you down the line. In 4IQ and 0TR.
We think alike. Don't get me started about Nancy Pelosi and Schumer. Oh, my gosh. And don't get me started about CNN and MSNBC. It is the mouthpiece of the Liberal Democratic Party. So I think I just reconfirmed your thinking. All right, well, we're going to have a sandwich here, and then we're going to head up towards Strawberry Hill. And then on the way back, we've got some places we have to stop. Tractor Supply, I don't know what else, but we're going to go in there protected, try to, you know, get back, come out with hand sanitizer and all that stuff. So we're trying to be reasonable about it, but we still have to go out and get things. All right, 73, so y'all have a good day, and good luck on the sewing there, Bernice. N4IQ, now quick.